We'll pivot and talk about degenerate gambling with our next guest.
Georgie's getting married!
What?
Georgie's getting married!
Believe it or not, George isn't at home. Please leave a message at the beep.
Georgie, don't eat with your hands! Why do you eat so fast? You can't even taste it! You're wearing that shirt? You've had it for 5 years already. Why don't you buy a new shirt?
Jerry, it's Frank Costanza. Mrs. Steinbrenner's here. George is dead. Call me back.
There he is. He's our favorite George from the Fan 590 in Toronto. He's George Russick. Morning, George.
Morning. What's up?
Well, we're, talking about CBAs and...
That's fun.
Isn't it great? It's so great. Yeah.
I love following Elliot. You get the smart, intelligent talk of Elliot Friedman, and an old Georgie boy slots in here for just nonsense for the next 20 minutes.
Buy a new shirt, George. Okay, now, I know, obviously, we hear you every Sunday morning here on the station. We follow you online. We follow you on Twitter. Were you hit 28-21 last night for the Seahawks? You saw that coming, right?
Mm. Yeah. Actually, I personally bet the Seahawks last night.
Attaboy.
There's no way that Russell Wilson is going to lose three straight here. He's never lost three straight games in his NFL career. And yeah, as long as the defense was at least sort of okay, I thought they were getting, this was a good spot for them as well. And they came through, and that Carlos Dunlap acquisition already paid off big time last night. They've gotten zero pressure on the quarterback this season. Mm-hmm. And then you saw the final play. Dunlap gets the sack, Seahawks win that game, and what a beauty. And you know what? You're probably better off if you're the Cardinals, maybe potentially, you know, being in that wild card spot, because with that extra seven teams, it's going to be such a tough, tough playoff. And if you're the Philadelphia Eagles sitting there with that number one seed in the NFC East, and if you're the Cardinals, maybe I can get into that top wild card spot and play the Eagles in round one of the playoffs and move on, because I think that's a lot of motivation for that number one wild card team in the NFC. Play that NFC East champion on wild card weekend.
You're always in search of value. You're looking, you get out there, you look at the lines and the all of that for us. Where are we looking this week? What has your mouth watering a little bit?
You know, I think you got to plug your nose this week and take the Jacksonville Jaguars plus the 10.5 at home against the perfect Pittsburgh Steelers. This has backdoor cover written all over it. What did we see from the Steelers last week? Yeah, they weren't too impressive. The last 3 weeks, the Steelers haven't been that impressive, although they continue to be perfect. And ever since Jake Luton took over as the starting quarterback in Jacksonville, they are pounding the football with James Robinson. The one thing the Steelers struggle against is stopping the run. I anticipate it's going to be a ton of James Robinson. The Steelers are going to have a difficult time trying to stop him. Oh, they'll get success against that Jacksonville defense, especially against their secondary. But I think the Jags can keep it within 10 points. And if you get the 10.5, I lean Jacksonville getting the 10.5.
Yeah, I mean, plucky against the Pack last week.
Yep.
Certainly scared some people there. But you're right about Pittsburgh. It feels like every week we kind of keep waiting for the wheel. Not that they're going to lose, but just that it's going to be a lot more difficult than it should be. And I do wonder about Jacksonville. But, man, a quarterback.
But just look. Last week against the Bengals, they dominated the Bengals, which was fine. The week before, they barely beat Garrett Gilbert and the Cowboys on the road. That's barely hung on to that game. And that win in Baltimore they had, they were dominated by the Ravens. If Lamar Jackson doesn't fumble the ball twice on the 8-yard line, they probably lose that game. Yeah, mm-hmm. Pittsburgh looks good right there at the top of the AFC. I'm not laying 10.5 points on the road in Jacksonville.
Where are we here? I want to get the number, because I guess it depends what you're using, but the Chiefs...
I only use Sports Interaction.
Of course you do. That's
only.
Right. I should know that. Should have known that, of course. Silly of me, really. We've got the between the Chiefs and the Vegas Raiders in Vegas. What's the number there?
It's off the board right now at Sports Interaction, because there's so many issues.
Corona.
Yeah, with the old coronavirus, because Cleveland Farrell, the defensive player for the defensive end for the Raiders, tested positive. So all of a sudden, the entire defense, who has potentially been in contact with them, is in COVID quarantine now.
Because it feels like at best you probably maybe you want the Chiefs to begin with, depending on the number, but then you take away all of the Raider defense and it makes you maybe a little bit more excited.
Yeah, ideally that would not be – I think that would be a bit of a problem for the Raiders if the majority of their starting defense is out against Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. And when it comes to the Raiders, they already went into Kansas City and beat the Chiefs. And I had this conversation on the air locally in Toronto. If the Raiders get it done on Sunday night, and if all these guys pass COVID, and it's amazing how it takes less than 3 or 4 days to pass through all the COVID hoops in the NFL, but I digress. If the Raiders get it done against the Chiefs for two times this year, aren't they a legitimate team to potentially get to the Super Bowl? They've beaten the best team in football twice. Why can't the Raiders make a deep run?
Because they can't beat the Chiefs twice, I'd say that.
Okay, I'm saying. But I said if they do, I know.
It's just a crazy if. That's right. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I don't think it's that crazy that they can beat the Chiefs. If you look at what Oakland's done lately, they've been running the football now with Josh Jacobs. And Derek Carr is quietly having a fantastic season. He's top five in QBR in the NFL. And everybody loves to crush John Gruden. But if there's one thing John Gruden does well, it's called plays. And he's adapted to today's NFL. Raiders are a good offensive team. I think they can hang with the Chiefs. As long as the defense is somewhat decent, I think they got a better-than-puncher's chance at home Sunday night against Kansas City.
All right.
6-3 Tennessee, 6-3 Baltimore. We watched the Ravens in the downpour get upset by the Patriots.
Yeah.
Where are we at with Tennessee?
Tennessee, to me, continues to be one of the most fraudulent teams in the NFL. Everyone loves King Henry and Derrick Henry, and the offense has been good with Ryan Tannehill because they live on the play action to hit those deep passes to A.J. Brown. But that defense continues to be mediocre at best. I know Mike Vrabel was brought in to be this defensive coach from the school of Bill Belichick, bend, don't break. But that defense, they can't stop the run. They're weak against the pass. And I think this is a get-well spot for the Baltimore Ravens here. Yeah, you can run on the Ravens a little bit, and obviously that's the number one game plan of the Titans. But that game Sunday night, Baltimore just looked a little disjointed, and I know they're missing two All-Pros, well, one retired on the offensive line, but doesn't it just feel like the Ravens are eventually going to break out here and turn snap back into the Ravens? That game Sunday night was just a disaster. I know it was pouring rain for both teams, but Baltimore just looked a little off. The defense looked a little off. I think this is a get-right spot. I don't love the 5 points here for the Ravens, and if it gets to a little more, I might be starting to lean Tennessee, but I think this is a good spot for Baltimore to get it done against Tennessee on Sunday.
If I took Tampa Bay
okay,
on the money line and the over.
On the money line, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I bet $2,000 I could pay for my tickets to go to the game.
But you need the tickets before the outcome. That's the challenge, right?
Yeah, that's...
Hey, that's why I'm asking Georgie.
Okay.
Well, I do like... I think 4 points is too much to lay for the Tampa Bay Bucks. But right now, the money line, they're minus 200. Thing is, with the Bucks, they've sucked in primetime this year, right? But even Gronk said, it doesn't matter what time the game is, it's 1 o'clock, we should all play it at the same time. They haven't been good, but the Rams' defense has been fantastic this year. Second best defense after halftime in the NFL, Jalen Ramsey, the best shutdown corner in all of the NFL. Who is he going to guard? Is he going to be all over Mike Evans? Is he going to be all over Antonio Brown on Sunday night? And Aaron Donald continues to put pressure on the quarterback. Can the Rams, though, with Jared Goff, score against that Bucks defense? Jared Goff continues to be the worst quarterback in the NFL when he's under pressure, and if he gets any sort of time against the Bucks, I think he could have some success. But I can't lay 4 points in a game where the Rams have a better defense. I think right now, statistically, if you look, I think the Bucks are a little ahead of the Rams, but the Rams are just playing fantastic. 4 points to me is way too much to lay on the Buccaneers. If it gets below that four, maybe 3.5 to 3, I would lean Rams. I would maybe look at the Bucs, but 4 points, I definitely lean the Rams in that game.
Well, George, that's costing me $4,000 to go to the game for tickets.
Good Lord. What are you sitting on the bench? How is it $4,000?
It's tight supply. I got kids. I got to get five together. I got to take the kids. I got to get five together. There's only a couple.
Is it because there's only like 4,000 people allowed in the stadium? Is that why?
Yeah. Well, try to get five seats. altogether in a 4,000. I don't know how many are going, but what's my bet? I got to make some money to pay for these tickets, George. Come on.
You gotta make a bet before. Well, everyone loves to bet. I don't know about you guys, but when you go to a live sporting event, my brother and I love to bet on it while you're there, and then you're cheering for the most stupid things. I remember we did a standing ovation in a meaningless ninth inning home run when the Nats and Blue Jays played at Rogers Center that hit the over, and we were cheering like idiots, and people beside us were like, you guys took the over, didn't you? Like, we totally did. Take a money line bet on Sunday, Rhett?
Well, I don't know. I want to bet that game.
But do you care where
it goes?
No, I'm because no. Do you care where the winnings come from? What are your favorite spots of Sunday? How about that? You'll take the money however you get it. What's your favorite spot? Give us two or three for Sunday.
All right. You got to take the Falcons plus the points, Rhett, on the road in New Orleans. What do we just hear from Ian Rappaport? Taysom Hill is taking the starting quarterback reps for New Orleans this week.
He's going to start.
Taysom Hill is going to start. And if you look at the Falcons, they're better than their record shows. They've blown a couple monster leads this season. And ever since the coaching change, ever since Raheem Morris is taken over, the defense has been better. And Calvin Ridley should be healthy enough to play that game. The Falcons had him in a ton of games. I would take the Falcons plus the 4 points, Rhett. I do really like that as well. And you know what? If you're feeling really spicy, what about the Eagles plus 3 points in Cleveland against the Browns? Well, you can get them plus 3 right now. What did we just hear? Myles Garrett on the COVID-19 list, out for Sunday against the Browns. And he's their key piece of their defense. He's right in the conversation for Defensive Player of the Year. He's not going to be playing on Sunday. And again, this is another must-win for the Eagles, who at least have another week with their healthy offensive linebacker. They looked just terrible last week against the Giants. But I think the Eagles getting 3 points in Cleveland on Sunday is I would lean, because you don't have Myles Garrett. And if they can slow down the run, which the Eagles have been historically the last 3 or 4 years, very good against the run. And that's what Cleveland obviously wants to do with Chubb and Hunt. I would take the Eagles getting the points in Cleveland, especially with the Myles Garrett news this morning.
Georgie, Sunday morning, we'll be listening here on Sportsnet 960. Tell us about the show.
Yeah, we're on for 2.5 hours. We preview every single game. So if you have a bar pool, if you want to bet on every game because you feel like you need to, we preview every single game. And my prop picks have been on fire lately. So I do a nice little write-up on my Twitter handle at RussicSN590. If you want, follow that because they're very well researched. It's not that I just like this because I give you all these reasons why. I would just take a look at what I like on props because I've been kind of doing well lately.
Nice. Thank you, George.
All right, talk to you next week.
Sounds good, buddy. There you go. George Russick. Side the lines.